A federal judge has found the Seattle Police Department in full compliance with court-ordered reforms. But as KUOW's Kate Walters reports, the work is not done.
The ruling from the court states that achieving full and effective compliance is an enormous milestone for the city and the police department, and a reason for pride. But it goes on to caution that the next phase, a two-year period in which the police department must prove the reforms will stick, is the most difficult. Enrique Gonzalez agrees. He's a co-chair of the Community Police Commission, a citizen body created as part of the reform process.
Full and effective compliance does not mean we have fixed policing in Seattle. Full and effective compliance does not mean that communities across Seattle feel safer or trust the system. It does not mean that we can pat ourselves on the back and say job well done.
Gonzalez says now the real work begins. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan says she knows there's more to be done. And she says the next leader of the police department will be integral to cementing the progress at SPD. Chief Kathleen O'Toole, who ushered in many of the reforms, stepped down at the end of 2017.
I promise that the next police chief of the city of Seattle will be someone who will make sure that we continue in this very important process of police reforms.
The reform effort began when the city entered into a consent decree with the Federal Justice Department in 2012. After findings that SPD had engaged in a pattern of excessive force and possible biased policing. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.